Sally's daughter-in-law, Anna, cleans and dresses her each day and puts her in an armchair in the middle of the room. Sally sits there, waiting for Mallory, her firstborn, to return from the city. Anna drinks whiskey in the kitchen. Sally waits alone, silently, defiantly happy. She listens to the breezes, to the house noises, Anna on her cell phone in the other room. She hears the sound of children playing outside, the distant bombs falling, the dreary tick-tock of the clock. At 3 p.m., Sally smokes one cigarette. Despite her lung cancer and her 82 years, there are things which she refuses to give up. Anna stands by impatiently, waiting to grab the ashtray with the butt still smoking. We don't want you to set the house on fire, Sally, do we? Oh, thank you so much, my dear. Sally's response is finely calibrated to cause maximum irritation. And Sally keeps on waiting, waiting, until she hears the key in the front door lock. Mallory, at last. Her son takes a circuitous route to her via the kitchen. There is no airlock, no decompression chamber. And when he appears to greet her, his eyes are still ablaze with business deals, money matters, and scheming on how to land the big fish. Softly she sighs. I'm pleased to see you, Mallory. You know I'm always pleased to see you. Then the evening meal. Mallory pushing his plate back when finished, turning to his mother. Good night, Mother. I have to prepare some things for work tomorrow. Anna is left seething. She shall clear the table, do the dishes, and bring the old lady to bed. She nags at Sally. Don't look so dreary. Don't mope. There are millions of old people who have it much worse than you, you know. Anna can go on like this for hours, but Sally is stronger. Oh yes, my dear, she interrupts. But I don't mope. It's just that the machinery is a little bit slower these days. Anna snaps out a good night, bangs the door shut. In the darkness, the old lady, softly defiant. She is thinking of her son. She remembers him playing music hall piano in the old house. He must have been 17 or 18, didn't even have any beard hair then. Oh, Mallory, Mallory, I'm always so pleased to see you.